Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. This is our Christmas program. But, you know, I could say that this is our Hanukkah program because this is the fourth day of Hanukkah. Or Hanukkah, as I guess I should say. I've been doing this long enough. I ought to be able to say it correctly. And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas if I didn't spend it with my friend Andrew Sherman, who is of the Jewish persuasion, of the Jewish background, his family. And Andrew's been a member of my Brain Trust since 1999. He's the author of so many books, I don't even carry them all in here anymore into the studio. But his new one is called Harvesting Intangible Assets. But we're probably going to talk about some of his wisdom from his book, Road Rules. And he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. Wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy and prosperous 2012. And you were pronouncing Hanukkah just fine, Jim. I'm telling you, you could have been Jim Blasingame Witz over there. I mean, I really felt that you were pronouncing it just fine.
Blasowitz. That's actually what the origin of my name, Blasowitz. Hey, happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you.
Andrew, this is the fourth day of Hanukkah, right?
The fourth day, and I just want to clear up one misconception that I had growing up with all of my non-Jewish friends. You know, many of them would say, oh, my gosh, you guys are so lucky. You have eight nights of gifts. By about the fourth night of my childhood, you know, the gifts were like a pencil. Then on the fifth night, you get the eraser that goes with the pencil. On the sixth night, you get the pencil sharpener. You might get the pencil bag on the seventh night. So, you know, rest assured that there's not a big disparity between the gifts. You get your one big gift on the first night, and things had a very steady depreciation from there.
Right. Well, you were Philadelphia Jews, right? You weren't Fifth Avenue Jews, right? Is that what?
No, we were. That's right. I was more kind of the street kid from Philly, and you know, the presence declined rapidly.
Well, you know, it is interesting how inextricably, you know, linked Jews and Christians are, and of course the history. We know the history. In the previous segment, Andrew, I read a passage from chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, which is one of my favorites. And so many of our holidays coincide Hanukkah, Christmas, the Passover, Easter, and our two faiths are inextricably linked and tied together from history for thousands of years. Isn't it interesting? You know, after all these years, we still consider. You still hear people say that our country was based on Judeo-Christian values.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, we need to focus a lot more on our similarities and shared values, and certainly not on the minor differences. And you do hear a lot of reference still to Judeo-Christian values all over the world. I think those values, no matter how you boil it down, or if you're listening today from a faith other than Judaism or Christianity, you know, those values stand for some very important things, which we can talk about.
Right, exactly. Well, I would like to talk about that, because when you think about, you think about the origin of these values, and really, if you think about it, and some of my Christian friends cringe when I do this, but, you know, some of these values are older than Israel, older than Abraham. I mean, some of the values, if you go back and read the Upanishads from India, or Yi Qing from China, which may be as much as 10,000 years old, you know, human beings were trying to develop values. There was an innate desire for harmony among humans. For thousands and thousands of years, hasn't there been?
Absolutely. I mean, look, if you know, to me, at the core of every religion, and I've at least taken a look. I certainly haven't practiced all of them, but I've taken a look at most of them. I think at the core of every religion is basic teachings around being a good person, mm-hmm. about respecting those around you, about giving us an organized society. I mean, mm-hmm. when we evolved beyond the animal kingdom, you know, we needed something to keep us from killing each other.
Right.
And those values, I think, are designed to remind us that there are rewards for doing good and punishments for doing evil.
And I want to, we come back after this segment, I'd like to weave some of this thinking we have right now around the marketplace, because I have some thoughts on the origins of the marketplace and how that could have actually driven a lot of what we're talking about right now. Harvesting Intangible Assets, that's your brand new book, isn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely, and I know, Jim, you're going to wind up with multiple copies of that book.
I hope so, and at least one inscribed one. Quick break, 22. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. We'll be right back.
If you run a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.